You're listening to the audio production of 100 Devotions for the Working Mom, published by Zondervan and read by Jamie Paul.
Introduction. Peace. As a working mom, what happens when you hear that word? Do you immediately sink into your chair, breathe deeply, and let go? Or does your heart cry out in longing? Does your body crave a reprieve from the hustle and bustle of your long days? Finding peace in the midst of juggling a life of family and work can be difficult. Being pulled in a variety of directions on a daily basis can be demanding, overwhelming, and exhausting. In between deadlines at work, shifting schedules, cultivating marriage, young children, busy teens, elderly parents, friends, and bills that need to be paid, it can be challenging to find time with God. We run to and from meetings and obligations, scarfing down a hurried dinner. We say yes to building Legos, braiding hair, teaching teens how to drive, and laundry, but often neglect to take a warm bath, settle into prayer, or take a few hours to let God minister to our souls. As we collapse on the couch at the end of the day, sometimes we seek nothing more than a way to numb our tired, aching brains. Does this sound familiar? There is good news. There is hope. There is peace to be received, cultivated, and nourished. God is longing to meet with you. Yes, you. If you're searching for a way to find balance as a working mom, if you're looking to satisfy the deep, God-given yearning in your soul and to quiet the buzzing in your mind that comes from too much activity and not enough downtime, this devotional is for you. Jesus spoke candidly about the topic of peace. He knew that mothers would struggle over and over to find balance. That's why we can take comfort in his words in John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Doesn't that sound wonderful? Jesus speaks truth and rest into our hearts. These daily devotions are set up to remind you that you're not alone. Each day you'll read a scripture verse, a devotional, and prayer. May you find hope in him. May you breathe deeply. May you grasp the life-changing importance of stillness. May it overflow into your spouse, your children, and your extended family. May it encourage and strengthen your colleagues and work. May you know your importance and your worth in God as he calls you daily to a life in him. Day 1. Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. Luke chapter 5, verse 16. Peace doesn't just fall into your lap, and it won't tap you on your shoulder during a busy day. Rest, more often than not, must be sought out, especially for working mothers. It needs to be carved into each day, week, and month, and it needs to be intentional. Think about your daily schedule. Do you have a slot specifically to take some time for yourself? You make time for picking up the kids, working, making dinner, or cleaning up the house. But is serenity a foreign concept? Today's culture is busy. Your work life is busy. But that doesn't mean you cannot rest. It just needs to be added to your calendar. Just as you make time to see friends or go on a weekend getaway, time with God needs to be scheduled. Try getting up 15 minutes earlier to sit in the quiet. Instead of browsing social media, take a walk outside and breathe deeply. Seek his peace, and you will be rewarded, mind, body, and soul. You will also find more joy in your work. Lord, help me set aside time each day for peace among work, even when it seems impossible. You are the giver of time, and you know how to balance my days. Remind me to meet with you, and you will take care of the rest. Day 2. You gave abundant showers, O God. You refreshed your weary inheritance. Psalm 68,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?